are out doing a Sam Ash tour in and out of some of these other gigs we're doing. And promoting the new Electrovoice Tour X rig, which is the new PA they came out with. And so we've been out pumping that through Sam Ash's and cranking up some rock tunes. That's what we're going to do tonight in Lyndhurst. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Lyndhurst.
Sure, that's right.
Yes.
At the Lyndhurst Sam Ash. Mark's everybody's friend because he goes to these gigs and
brings lots of stuff.
Yeah. So if you show up at the Sam Ash at Lyndhurst tonight at 6.
Mark, he's like Mark Claus.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We call him Stormer Claus.
Yeah.
It's like Mark's last name is Storm. Everyone calls him Stormer. So, you know, when you see him, say hi, Stormer.
Hi, Stormer. But,
and Mark.
Hi, Stormer.
They must know you're in town. The sirens are coming.
Yeah exactly.
Evidently, Mark's coming.
You know, he's part of the new DVD and live album. You know, he was at that, and he's in the special features as well as you, Randy.
I am?
Yeah, have you looked at the special features?
That was very nice.
There's
of
a little,
thank you.
There's a little, you know, so, like all this footage we're shooting right now. This is so on the next DVD, right? But yeah, you got a little cameo on the new live DVD, and
The camera. I want to say the camera adds about 40 pounds.
to what part of your body?
I don't know. My thinning hairline.
But, yeah, so that's what we're doing. We, in last June 4th, I guess it was, and this is the first time we've been, on the show since then. We're out promoting a new double live album and a double live DVD called Rate of Change Live, which was, our last studio record was Rate of Change. So, you know, the creative people that we are, that seemed like a logical expansion of that tour. We were playing songs from that tour, but it came out really, really great. We shot it with 9 cameras in a big theater and had a $1 million lighting system, and you know, it looks like a Rush show. So yeah, we were really happy with it, and we were talking before the show a little bit about, you know, how the audio came out, which in fact that was a track off of it we just heard.
Yes, it was, and Dirty Magic.
Yes. Dirty Magic.
One thing that I'm kind of confused about is how a band that has 3 people, just, you know, instrumental music, you're not the next Rush. It's inner instrumental music.
Right.
But you afforded a huge theater and were able to put out such an impressive double CD and double DVD.
Travis led me to believe we would be the next Rush when I joined.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Randy? I'm
sorry.
Confused. I thought we were going to be the next
Causing
Rush.
Dissension among the ranks.
I'm
out
of here.
It's instrumental music.
Cleveland is to TLB what Toronto is to Rush, right?
Sorry, what was the question?
Yeah,
all I know is you guys moved to a city that they build your guitars in.
Well, no. The guitars were there, and I just started using them.
So then you moved to San Luis Obispo.
I was in San Luis Obispo since 1975.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been there forever.
You got to live somewhere, man.
I was in San Luis Obispo before Music Man was, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because Music Man didn't even, you know, Ernie Ball Music Man didn't exist until, I think, about 1985.
Well, how'd that work out for you?
It worked out really, really cool. Oddly enough, as I grew up, the best guitars in the world started being manufactured in my town. And my favorite guitar player, Steve Morris, started endorsing them. And here I am playing Music Man guitars and all that stuff.
Although I got to say, these guys are a little skittish about getting involved with local talent. So in a way, that was more of a barrier to getting involved with them than a step in.
Yeah, you know, when you try and get endorsements and that sort of thing, you know, a lot of the companies, if you're if you live in their town, everybody has to live somewhere. But if you're a local guy, you know, they don't necessarily like signing local acts, because then every other local band that has access to them is saying, sign me, you know. And so you have to get kind of enough work under your belt to where they'll look at it like you're out there really doing it, as opposed to, say, a local club band or something.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's really funny. Tomorrow night, you have an opening band Doug Johns and Chris Seja.
I wouldn't really call Doug and Chris an opening band. They're more of a, let's call them a co-bill.
A co-headliner,
because,
yes.
Because, I mean, okay, they are an opening band.
No, but, you know what?
But we love these guys.
Poor Doug and Chris, they're local talent that we just kind of kicked to the curb. The problem is, for this radio show, they're local. They're too close.
Right.
I can pick up a phone and call Doug at any point.
But the thing is, these guys are two of the baddest ass musicians.
Absolutely. And that's the problem, is that they get overlooked because they're so close.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, where's that dump button?
If anybody's unaware of what you have here locally in Doug Johns and Chris Seja,
absolutely.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best.
We take them back to where we live just because they're so great.
Yeah.
Because he's fun to watch.
Doug and Chris are going to come out. I booked a week's worth of shows out in California when we get done with this. Just like we did last time. It's becoming a tradition with us every summer now, where they're going to go out and they're going to open for us for a week in California also.
Wow.
And that way, we try and get them in front of some folks out there. And
some folks who will care and appreciate them. Why do I sound all echoey?
I don't know. I sound really dry in my headset.
I sound like I'm in a tunnel.
Can you hear that?
That's because he's got the 2-second delay on your mic.
You're not to be
We're on to the next question. Dale's still talking at the old one. but the problem is the fact that, the talent that's local and close, although we try to feature and we do a lot with them, it's just that they're average, ordinary people like the other disc jockeys or just friends that you would know outside of the music community.
Yeah, you just end up taking it for granted.
You do. And that's the problem with you guys now, is you guys have become close enough friends that I don't view you guys as great musicians as much as close friends.
All right.
No. This is a backhanded compliment.
Have people seen the way we treat you off the air?
Oh, absolutely. Boy, did I take a beating.
Did you ever view us as great musicians, though, Randy, or was it just that money we were slipping you?
Yeah, the money stopped too, thanks.
Money?
Didn't they tell you, Dale?
This is another thing I was unaware.
It was coming out of your paycheck.
He knows.
Oh, that's brutal. But you almost get like too close to people and you forget the fact that they are world-class musicians.
Well, that's just people that are worth getting that close to, right? Could I take the compliment that way?
Absolutely not.
The silence ensues.
I hear what you're saying, Randy. I get it.
Yeah. It's true. It's one of those
things. Yeah, how about those 49ers? But, I mean, you put in The Rate of Change live, and you listen to this disc, and it's virtually flawless.
Oh, wow.
I haven't heard any clams in there. There's nothing going on that's bad. It's a great-sounding recording. Fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
With the backing loops that you use and different things. It sounds fantastic.
Well, it came out. There's also a nice ambience to a live record that you don't get with a studio record, and there's a warmth going on with this record that I was saying, during the pre-show talk
banter.
That some of these tunes on this record came out better than the original studio album. I mean, some stuff that some of the feel stuff like Burn Season and some of that stuff. You get an inspiration when you're playing live, and some of that stuff came out great. Some of it sounds live, and some of it's, live in a way that maybe with a trio, it's hard to fill up the sound. So on a live record, you can overdub 20 times and all that. But on this record, it really, really came out great, and it sounds really full, and it's kind of a different thing, but it came together nicely for us.
By the way, no overdubbing on this one?
Yeah, no overdubbing. Just
nothing?
We loop on the fly a lot, and there's we do a few samples with the keyboard stuff because I can't play keys and guitar at the same time like Mike Keneally can,
You're working on that, right?
I'm working on it.
But add to what Travis was saying, you spend a lot of time on stage feeling magic of certain songs, and then it just doesn't always translate to tape, and there's a few songs in particular on this DVD that it did. The magic came across, and I was pleased about that. That was cool.
It was neat.
That was neat.
I liked it. And it was all done in one shot. We didn't have the luxury of the whole, do a week of shows, record 4 shows, and take the best of that run. we had one shot to do it, and so.
Yeah, we got to keep every song.
Yeah, on the last DVD, we probably cut like 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, we played 3 hours on the first DVD. You know, and we tossed anything that. I mean, that was 8 years ago.
Was anybody ill during the recording of this new CD?
Everybody was healthy, I believe. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, frazzled but healthy. And we had had, you know, Dale was saying this is kind of was a one-off in a way. We had toured up until maybe a couple of weeks before that, but we weren't doing shows right up until the night of this show. So we, and it was kind of a different set list than we'd been touring on because we wanted to throw basically everything on this DVD that wasn't on the first DVD. So we worked up some tunes that we weren't touring on and worked up some, you know, Jen and I actually got a duet on an album finally, or on a live album. You know, we haven't done any of that acoustic stuff represented live, and that was a bit of a challenge. And some of the older songs, we pulled a few from the first record that didn't end up on the first DVD because we clammed them, you know, 8 years ago. So
blast.
And, you know, when you take old songs and you record them, you know, with the current technology and the current tones that you're using, they end up sounding better than the first record. So, you know, because back then we were working on, not that we're not always working on a budget, but, you know, that first record was really a budget record. So it was nice to represent a couple of those songs with some good fidelity.
Well, I'll say, I mean, the first record, you couldn't even have afforded a photographer. You had a drawing.
That is some quality airbrushing.
I know, it looks good.
That's that my brother painted that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Your hair's a little kinkier than this, though.
Well, you know.
You got to flatter the artist.
He's trying to make me look good. You know, but I think the Adam's apple is accurate.
Oops.
But, you know, yeah, I never looked that good. That's true. As you know, Randy, you know, especially right now.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
We're still on a budget, but after 10 years, you have more favors to call in, you know? And that's kind of what made this thing
possible.
You've
earned enough favors now.
Yep.
Well, we used them all up, though. We're back to a blank slate.
I was laughing with you guys earlier. We said that you guys have been very, very busy. This is about a 75...
So far this year, I think we've got about 75 dates on the books. You know, I think...
Considering that the new release just came out 2 months ago.
Well, that's the thing, is we didn't start touring until June this year. You know, if we'd been touring since January, you know, that wouldn't sound like much. But we were working on the production of the live album and the live DVD for the first 6 months of this year. So... this thing just came out, and we've been slamming. And the cool thing is that we've been doing some pretty good quality shows, as opposed to, you know, back in the day, we'd do 200 dates in a year, but, you know, 100 of them, your feet were sticking to the floor, and there was two drunks at the end of the bar watching you, you know?
I get that a lot.
Just last night.
You know those shows. But
you hear the crickets?
But we've got some cool stuff going on. We're gonna go when we get back to California from this tour. We land and we immediately drive up to San Francisco and we do Guitar Player Live, which is a guitar festival that Guitar Player Magazine is putting on. And there's a whole bunch of great cats playing that thing. Jennifer Batten's gonna be out there. Lawrence Juber. I just found out Luke is gonna be there.
Wow.
So that's gonna be a really fun festival. And then. In October, we're going to go out in front the UFO tour, and we're going to be back in your neighborhood again. So, at some point, if we can, we'll try and squeeze over here. We're going to be in Akron with UFO on, I think, October 3rd.
You're going to be at Tangiers.
Yes.
So I'm thinking we're going to have to do a call-in, because you guys won't be coming in the Friday before.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I think the 2nd is the Friday.
It could
now he's going to pull out his
somebody
iPhone.
Somebody calling me? Oh, Mark Storm.
Uh-oh.
Is he texting you?
Mark Storm just texted me, and it says, Jason wants to know if Randy is coming to the house for lunch tomorrow.
Well, when he puts it that way.
You know, you're committing right
now. We've seen the menu.
Are you coming to the house for lunch tomorrow, Randy?
I don't know.
There's a pool. Are you going to bring your Speedo?
I was just shining it up.
You and I going to get into some water volleyball?
Oh, boy. That is not pretty.
We have good fun with Randy. Yeah.
You know, you guys really beat me up bad.
Yeah, but we love you.
You do.
You know
you do beat me up bad.
But you know it's coming. It's just coming back.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. I can't say I deserve this, but everybody else seems to think so. You know, and I was going to pay you guys a compliment.
Oh, go ahead.
Forget it. And you're ugly. You dress funny. But you really are. The Travis Larson Band is one of the hardest working bands I've ever seen. I mean, in all honesty, you guys really do work hard.
You play fusion music in America. And right now, although things have started to improve since the advent of Guitar Hero, oddly enough. It's true, actually. You know,
it's not that the music's getting better; it's the invention.
Well,
Guitar Hero.
Quite honestly, the invention of Guitar Hero and Rock Band and all that has gotten young people interested in real players again.
Yep.
Which that's absolutely, we've seen it.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, when we started, Randy, we started the mid-90s. I mean, that was the middle of the grunge period, and nobody wanted a guitar solo to save their lives. And, you know, it was a different era of music, right?
Very much so, yeah.
And, you know, guys that we were playing for, you know, were mostly older guys or other musicians and that kind of thing. And now the kids are starting to look at us and think, you know, well this is pretty cool. What are these guys doing? And I attribute it to those video games, honestly. It's a marketing thing where these kids now look at Guitar Heroes. You know, you're a Guitar Hero, right? I mean, it's just being put right in front of them.
And you have what, those five little buttons on your guitar neck?
I do. The green one and the red one are my favorites. And I think the white one is E minor.
Oh, boy.
Don't be acting like you play it.
It's cool
that it's sparking interest.
Have you tried one?
I haven't.
Okay, yeah. I'm kind of thinking it's got to mess up your ability to play a guitar if you're playing that.
Well, I saw Rush. You know, they played Tom Sawyer on Rock Band, and they floundered through it. So, if they can't do it, I'm not even going to try, because
the band hasn't been the same since.
Pushing buttons and flipping plastic switches is just not the same, you know?
No.
It's not living and breathing, but it's, you know, it's a cool introduction into that, you know, into musical instruments as far as kids are becoming interested in maybe trying to do the real thing because they're playing these games. And they get the rush off of it, and they think, well, yeah, this is pretty cool. Maybe I should, you know, get my mom to buy me a guitar again.
And they realize how hard it is, and they're like,
yeah. Right, right. And then it just promotes more Guitar Heroes and not the actual instruments being played. But whatever. Okay. Okay, Travis, thanks for your opinion.
Back to the hardest working band.
Yeah, I mean, I'm paying a compliment, and he goes off into Guitar Hero. And what, Rock Band? Is that the other one?
That's the other one. But yes, Randy, we do work very hard. We do it because we love it, just like you do this show because you love it. And
you know what, Travis? One thing, they've never come up with instrumental Rock Band. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Steve I and Joe Satriani.
Right, right. Although those guys are on some of those, I think.
I will say I've watched my nephew tear it up to an Eric Johnson song.
From VIA Musicom.
Yeah,
right? One of those
Cliffs of Dover is on there. I think.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
and he's and they have the whole out of time intro and everything. The guy has to memorize it and hit all the dumb buttons in the right timing and everything. But I'm listening to Eric Johnson.
But who would have thought? You know,
I never would have believed it.
You got 12-year-olds that are thinking that you know, VIA Musicom is like a video game thing and it's brand new. And so, obviously, it sounds weird, but obviously that turns them on to something that they didn't know about.
New life to an old tune.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So that's kind of cool.
Sorry, back away from Guitar Hero.
Yes, away from Guitar Hero. No more Rock Band. But you guys have worked very, very hard.
Yeah.
You've continued straight ahead and continued to push. And I mean, I've really seen the growth of this band from the first record when we actually communicated until now. And you were very excited about the second record, more excited about the third record.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, Randy, that without guys like you, we wouldn't be able to do that because, you know, there's very few guys that are really trying to support this kind of stuff. Like I say, it's there's an upturn now, but, you know, you're one of those guys. How long have you been doing this show? Yeah, it's been a while, right?
I've been doing the show since you guys were hatched.
Yeah?
25 years now.
Well,
because you're no older than that.
Right.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
I wasn't even close to hatched.
Yeah. That was one big egg.
Oh. Yeah, now they're attacking each other. Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, it's about staying true to your art, and, you know, that's why we love guys like you, because you've stayed true to this through many, many changes in the music business and what's popular to play and what's out there, and you've been doing this since, you know, it was kind of a hip thing to do, and you've gone through periods where, you know, there's a handful of people out there like us and a bunch of guys that are listening to this stuff.
Well, you know, Travis, not only that, but Steve Morris couldn't do the show today, so you're on instead. Oh, wait, he's an influence of yours, isn't he?
He's a huge influence of mine.
And we were going to follow him up with Tony Levin and Neil Peart.
Yes.
We'd come out to see that show anyway.
Perfect.
Right, right.
But, you know, you guys have really worked hard. You've gone cross-country now. For a local band, like San Luis Obispo, local, doing instrumental music, it's not a real big audience that's absolutely clamoring to have this. And
no,
you guys have kind of exceeded that little parameter.
We live there because we love it there, but certainly not because it's good for a music career.
Right.
You know, it's halfway between L.A. and San Francisco, and that's convenient, but... you know, if you're not in a place where you can be inspired, then you're not going to come out with good art. And where we live is a great place to live, inspiring place. And I've never been a guy that wants to compromise, you know, my happiness with my surroundings and the people I work with and all that kind of stuff and the music I'm going to play. And so I don't compromise where I live, you know. I live in a little beach town and people surf and it's a great place to be.
Yeah, there were some pictures of you guys surfing up on the website at one time, or you had your surfboard, didn't you, Jen?
Yeah, they're probably still there somewhere.
Yeah, that's our old pictures. Yeah. I'm not digging this microphone. I'm staying away from it.
Do you want to switch?
No.
The thing is, you know, we Jen and I for several years there surfed all the time, you know, and
it was around suspension.
Yeah, around suspension, and you know, we've been working too hard to get out, but there's other guys out there that play instrumental music, you know, that claim to surf, and they don't really surf. You know?
Are you going to name any names?
No. And I love this guy. Don't get me wrong. Greatest guy in the world, but doesn't surf.
Well, it's narrowing it down from guys to guy.
Wow.
You guys are going to be the tough guys on the beach beating up the non-locals?
Yeah,
Travis
exactly.
Is going to go kick sand on this guy.
Yeah.
We're going to be Anthony Kiedis in Point Break.
Oh, man.
And Johnny Utah comes walking up, right?
I'll just be Flea.
Yeah, that would be a waste of time.
Well, how did you guys get hooked up with Electro Voice? I mean, Electro Voice is one of the largest amplification, microphone, etc. companies in the business.
They were just purchased by Bosch, too.
Were they really?
Yeah, so Bosch, I mean, that's a huge, huge company.
Don't they make spark plugs?
They make everything. Windshield wipers, electric drills.
Wow, and amplifiers.
Yeah, but Electric Voice has been around, 84 years, something like that? Yeah, and they've, you know, the thing is, I always say, Electric Voice puts more time into building quality gear than they do advertising it. And so everybody knows about some of these other companies, you know, that... They push their stuff really hard in the public eye, but it's not necessarily better gear. And Electro Voice is the best gear out there. If you go to a Stones concert or a Metallica concert or, you know, the big arena shows and you see these guys that need their stuff to fire every night, that's what they're using. And so even on a club level, you know, we have been using that stuff for years, and you can't kill it. You know, we beat it up, and it sounds better than anything else. You know, I've A-B'd my monitors. You know what a tone freak I am, Randy. You know? And I've A-beamed my monitors with a good set of studio reference headphones, and they're really close. It's a really flat system for the music geeks out there. I don't want to get too technical, but, you know.
Yeah, okay. If you can hear the music, it's got to be good.
And if you want one of those wireless systems, you know, the same one that Steve Vai is using, the EV wireless systems when he's using them. I think Dave Mustaine, you know, a bunch of guys.
Well, now there's a reason for me to buy it, because Dave Mustaine uses it.
We'll be giving one away tonight at Sam Ash.
We're giving one away tonight. $700 wireless.
A few $200 microphones.
Yeah.
Giving away about $1,000 worth of stuff.
Coffee.
Yeah. Free.
I did enjoy the coffee.
We do free Starbucks.
So, coffee and cookies?
6 o'clock tonight at the Lyndhurst Sam Ash.
6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, it's earlier than I thought.
Yeah,
okay.
We've been doing a little earlier just because, but the thing is, you know, it's rock.
That's because
and roll.
You're getting older.
Well, yeah. It's because the restaurant's
closed. You're 25 now.
It's rock and roll time, Randy.
Absolutely.
If you're a little late, it doesn't matter.
We won't be there till 7.
Yeah. Okay. The coffee will be there at 6. That's all we care about.
And Doug's playing with us tonight.
Yeah, that's great. Doug's one of those guys, you know. What a nice guy.
Yeah, we drag Doug Johns out whenever we're in Cleveland because you know, he's one of the best bass players in the world. Chris Cizia, his drummer, is incredible, and these guys, we just love hanging with them. That's the bottom line. It's a good hang. You know, we get Doug and Chris,
yeah man,
and TLB and Randy, and then we can really sandwich Randy in the middle.
Oh,
take care
boy.
Of him. You know?
Oh boy,
good times.
Just a beating, you know.
Hey, is Bob okay? You
doing
okay,
Bob?
I'm doing fine.
Bob's drifting off. Wake up, Bob.
Bob is driving us around Cleveland, taking care of us.
I think you need to tell people who Bob is. Give Bob's company. Bob, grab a microphone.
Yeah, here, grab this one.
Bob, take the bad one, Bob.
Well, Bob, Bob works.
Bob, we have extra chairs too. You're welcome to sit down. You can become part of the club here.
I'm sure Bob's happy about us sticking him in front of a mic, putting him on the spot.
I'm a little comfortable with this.
Yeah. But Bob is he works with CLPU, which is a rep firm for Electrovoice that works locally here. And every time we come through town, all Bob's guys take such incredibly good care of us.
You know, they really do.
Yeah, we love having the TLB guys in here. It's a great time. We have lots of fun. You know, I'm not used to working with musicians, and these guys aren't musicians, they're buddies.
Yeah.
Now you know what I was saying before.
Yeah,
that's the problem you run into.
Yeah,
it's hard getting you guys to pay attention at the show, you know?
Yeah. We're too busy in the back drinking coffee and eating cookies.
Right. Well, at least it's coffee and cookies.
Yes.
Right?
Until 9.
Absolutely.
Sure, right.
Until 9.
Stormer.
I don't know. We've gone to dinner. I've seen Bob eat. It's not a pretty sight.
I'm not picky.
Right. We just met up with Bob. You know, Mark Storm we're traveling in a van with a trailer. So Mark Storm, we didn't want to try to bring the trailer downtown here, and so we met up with Bob, and I didn't. I don't think Mark remembered where we were supposed to meet him because we were getting off, and he goes, "Okay, now." I think we're supposed to get off here. I'm not sure where. And there's a McDonald's, right? And I was like, just go to the McDonald's. You know, and we pull in the McDonald's parking lot, and you see Bob walk out the door. So
three or four bags of food.
A connoisseur.
Yeah. Fine food that it is.
Yeah. I like their coffee.
My wife does, too.
You got to be flexible when you get stuck being the band's driver.
Yeah.
But he deserves a break today, right?
He did good today. You got down here.
But all these guys.
You pulled into Channel 5?
Yes, we did. Well, that's because we were looking at the air show.
You parked. this is great. This is a great story. You parked at Channel 5.
Right.
And you told them you're coming to do an interview.
We couldn't even get in the gate. That's
a very secure parking lot.
We had to push the intercom button.
Yeah.
And he said, what do you want? Well, we're here to do the Randy Outer Show with Travis Larson. Next thing we know, the gate's open like we're going to heaven. And we're in the Channel 5 parking lot.
Channel 5.
Severe-looking, locked-down parking lot that we feel like we shouldn't be in.
Every space is numbered, and we start thinking, maybe this isn't where we want to be.
No, not quite. So now you're
But it just goes to show you that if you...
Now your picture's on a milk carton.
Well, it goes to show you, if you pull up to the Channel 5 parking lot and you say anything with show at the end of it, they'll open the gate.
You sure? It wasn't my name, was it? No. They're all going, who the heck is this Randy Aller guy? Maybe that's one of the president of the TV station's nephew right. or something.
And it's one of those
nepotism.
It's one of those intercoms like you're doing a fast food drive through, you know? So it's like, yes, we're here at the show. You know?
I've never understood, with EV doing as much as they're doing with all this great gear, the drive-through speakers are still the worst thing you can talk through. Even if you're two cans and a piece of string.
You guys should start talking to them.
Evie needs to take over the drive-through intercoms.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we are here with the Travis Larson Band. Travis Larson, Jennifer Young, Dale Moon, Bob! Driving them around. And, you know, Bob and I were talking before, it's been a weird year for business. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of a luxury item, what you're dealing with.
Discretionary income.
Yes, and we are very, very glad that you are, in fact, doing well.
Well, you know, Cleveland's been a good town for us. We've repped EV here for 20 years. You know, it's an EV town. People here are loyal. So we're doing okay.
It's a rock and roll town.
That's great. Yes.
And we see that as soon as we pull into town. You know, you drive through the tundra out there. And you know, Amish country and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get into Cleveland, and we walk into the McDonald's bathroom, and they're playing Bon Jovi and Def Leppard. And it's like, okay.
You got to love that. They're not playing the Fusion show. I wasn't on yet. They turn their receivers over.
Well, that was before 1 o'clock.
Okay.
But it's several steps more rocking than what we've been listening to for the last 3 states.
Yeah. But as I was saying, EV has pretty much taken you... in, taking you on, well, whatever. They're doing a lot of work with you guys, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
Well,
cracked that nut, basically.
It's a good marriage. We promote the heck out of them, for sure. But
what's the deal? I mean, that's all they could get for their brand new line of amplification systems. The second year you've debuted a new system, they have an instrumental band. Well, I realize that it's probably the best music you can have to test the system. But you would think they'd want a big name screaming vocalist.
Well, we've talked before, Randy, about endorsement deals and playing this kind of music. And, you know, when you're playing music that musicians listen to and gear companies are trying to sell gear to musicians.
Enough said. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, you're right.
And a good example is one of their biggest endorsers of the past is, you know, a huge, huge rap artist. And he's not going to sell microphones, you know. If your fan base is a bunch of 16-year-olds, and they're just listening to the stuff to listen to it, those aren't the guys that are checking out the gear and kind of into how you're doing what you're doing and all that. And you know, you take bands like this band or Steve Morris band or you know, your Joe Satriani's and your Steve Ice, musicians, you know, and those are the guys that sell gear. So
and can talk knowledgeably about it.
Yeah.
And
so how does Travis fit into this? See, you shouldn't have said that knowledgeable
part.
I'm trying to think of something smart ass to say, but Travis is actually really good on both fronts. So
yeah, he really is.
Next topic.
Much as I don't want to say this, he really is.
Bob is a genius with a Sharpie and a big white piece of paper, and he's like, you know, cue card artist is what we call him now.
Sideshow chauffeur.
Perfect.
But you know, the thing is that I love talking to other musicians too. I mean, that's our people. You know, those are the guys that get what we do, and so we love talking to them. We love talking gear. I've always been a tone freak and into that whole thing, and trying to get the band sounding as good as they can sound. And so, you know, I have fun doing that stuff, and
you do it well.
Well, thanks. Much like you do your show well, Randy.
Oh, no, man. I don't. I don't, but what are you going to do? I come in frazzled.
What do you want, Travis?
He wants his money back.
I do love the fact that we're in a new studio and that I can hear
pretty
myself.
Pretty cool. Yeah. You know, pink and teal and...
But it's great because...
Lime green. We have
sounds like Miami Vice all of a sudden.
You thought my shirt was ugly? Look at the walls in here. Thank you.
All the headphones.
It's fun.
All the headphones are working.
Except for Jen's microphone.
My microphone
Jennifer doesn't like
working.
Her microphone.
Yeah. Let's talk about Jennifer for a second.
Yes.
Because.
Yes, Jennifer's turn.
If you pick up the new issue of Bass Player Magazine.
No.
There's a.
Really?
Yeah. There's a little thing on our pint-sized whiskey drinking crazy mother here.
It's actually a review on the Rate of Change Live CD And Brian Beller did the review.
Oh, Brian's a great guy.
Yeah.
We like Brian.
Yeah.
And he did a really nice review.
Now, do you guys know Brian?
Just from, you know,
just from the review?
Magazine, yeah. I mean, obviously, I know of him, and I've seen him.
You'll have to meet Brian. He really is just a real good guy.
We met him at NAMM last year and hung out a little bit at the Bass Bash, but...
Good.
It was cool.
Yeah, he's... Jennifer and I saw him in 98, 97, maybe.
Yeah, he's been around a while.
Playing, it was the first... It was kind of the first Steve Vai tour in a while when he had come out with the Fire Garden album. And Brian and Keneally, that band, Beer for Dolphins at the time, were opening that slot. And so that was the first time I saw Brian play. And, you know, obviously that trio was ridiculous. Amazing.
Well, you know, I think his solo stuff now is that much better. I think he's really doing a great job.
It's very musical.
Yeah, very good.
The thing about his new stuff is he's not trying to...
And he's very organized.
Yeah. It's not a Chops record. It's just a great record.
It's a great sounding record.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm going to have to send him these sound bites and say, hey, Brian.
In that case, where's the money you owe me?
Yeah, right. Where's the payola?
Well, Brian's a great guy. He was with Death Clock, that like heavy metal cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. I think Brandon Small put a band together that had Keneally and Brian in it.
Gotcha.
So that was really funny to see these guys doing death metal.
Gotcha.
They said they had such a blast.
And he's been doing Bass Bashes with Doug a lot.
Yeah.
And
they become good friends as well.
Jennifer is a co-headliner at a Central Coast of California Bass Bash coming up. That Doug's playing with us.
Do you have a real band? Or are you playing with these two? the possibilities. I saw the gears turning over there.
Tired. Yep, I'll be playing that. I worked up School Days by Stanley Clarke.
Wow.
Performed by myself, and then I will be bringing my band.
The Jennifer Young Band.
The Jennifer Young Band.
These
up
two knuckleheads.
It's really cool. She's been doing this thing with a jam man, where she's basically she's layering the whole School Days thing, so it's like a Stanley Clarke tribute, but
perfect.
Dale and I get a break. So it works out
perfect.
Nice for us, and it's a really, you know, that's a great song, and Stanley Clark's obviously a bass player to pay homage to.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, real quick, you guys are in town this evening at Sam Ash.
6 o'clock, the Sam Ash in Lyndhurst. Be there. Win some free stuff, over $1,000 worth of giveaways.
Yeah, they've really kind of come to the plate with this. They've really come
way
ahead. They're doing just a wonderful job. It's wonderful.
And we are we're going to rock out. Doug Johns is going to open up and play a few songs and talk a little bit about his crazy bass technique.
Yeah, man.
Doug's not calling in to defend himself.
No, Doug is actually in a recording studio doing some recording.
Gotcha.
So he feels the need to get some stuff recorded. I don't know.
And I notice every time we've been here, Doug never comes in here because he can't smoke in here. He always phones it in, you know?
Yeah.
I'm smoking right now, man.
See, we don't even need Doug. Yeah. You can play both parts.
Yeah, you just... How you doing, Travis?
I love Doug because not only is Doug the most incredible bass player, but he talks like a bass player.
Yeah.
You know? He's got that voice. Him and Will Lee and all these guys, it's like,
yeah, man.
What is the, you know, so where does Jen fit into this? Because every bass player has a bass voice, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So she needs to start playing one of those. What was that bass they had that was, you know, for a while Music Man was making one, but it was like a mid-range kind of bass. It was like a piccolo bass. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, with the piccolo bass, you need a bass player, too.
Exactly. You play piccolo bass and I'll detune. I'll do drop D.
What are these guys talking about, Randy?
I actually know what they're talking about.
Randy's a bass player himself a little bit, right?
All
right. Yeah, my debut will be coming out.
You guys have recordings?
Of course not.
Oh.
Randy. I said I'm a bass player. I didn't say it was any good.
Do you want to sit in tomorrow night, Randy?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be taking
over.
I'll
get you and Jen and Doug up there, and we'll have like a funk off.
We'll do Big Bottom by Spinal Tap.
There you go. Now that would be worth the price
of
admission.
Well, you know, did you get to see the what is it, the B times 3, the BX3?
Oh, I've seen
Jeff Berlin, Billy Sheehan, Stu Hamm.
Just some video.
They did Big Bottom.
Yeah, I saw that.
And yeah. Jeff Berlin did the Big Bottom.
Right, right.
Talk about bum cakes.
Big Bottom drive me out of my mind.
It was great.
You're tap dancing on that FCC line right now, aren't we?
That's no, you know, we're not even close. Bottom, we got a long way to go before we get that close.
Bottom.
Yes.
The last time we were talking about ASS gaskets.
That's true.
And how they don't have them in Cleveland or anywhere in the Midwest, it seems.
Well, didn't a listener bring a box of those for
Jen?
Yes,
yeah. Somebody went to a hardware store and grabbed a whole bunch of them. If people don't know what we're talking about, you know, we're talking about that sanitary paper barrier you throw down on the seat.
Basically the toilet seat liners.
Right. Yep. Right. But nobody out here seems to have them. In California, they're a dime a dozen, you know.
Well, you know, we're clean out here.
I think that's the deal.
No, we're just not that smart. We haven't found them yet.
We've been everywhere between, Minneapolis and here this week. And, no ASS gaskets.
Nope.
Sorry.
But, you know.
You need to bring your own.
I know.
Maybe somebody will bring you another box tomorrow night.
I can only hope.
And we were getting into all kinds of, this is the kind of things you do on the road, Randy, because, you know, these are the things that matter. The toilets, you know, and things like that. And we stopped at a truck stop last night, and they have the
nice.
The laser-controlled automated toilet, you know? So when you're sitting on it, it goes off and splashes all over you beyond your control. Gotta love that.
Not really. And, you know, that was more than I needed to know, but thank you.
I brought it up, but, you know, I didn't mention that it was Jen telling that story.
Okay, yeah, I hope you wash before you put on your Speedo. Well, you guys are tonight at Sam Ash and Lyndhurst.
Tonight at Sam Ash and
Lyndhurst. Should be a wonderful time. I'm really looking forward to it. It'd be great to see Mark again, too.
It's a
Stormy's great coming back. Yeah, he doesn't get to Cleveland very often, like when you guys come in. That's when he gets here.
Yeah, yeah. And
Jerry will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry. Mr. Varsa is going to come out.
I think so.
Jerry Varsa, who also works with Bob. And does one
we
of the
We have confirmation
guys.
On Jerry.
Jerry's in the house.
We love Jerry. To us,
Jerry has just left the building.
We love Jerry, and to us, what Jerry is, he is kind of an amalgamation of John Candy in maybe Great Outdoors, combined with I don't know who.
Uncle Buck.
Yeah, that's what Bob said that. but he's like, you know, here's the deal with Jerry. We get in the car with Jerry the first time he's driving us on a tour, and he has gone online and researched what music we've listened to as our influences and stocked his MP3 player with it.
So just what you want to hear is everything you know.
Exactly, right. Right. But this is the kind of care and compassion that Jerry puts into a thing, you know? But, yeah, all those guys are great.
Well, tonight he's going to come up and say, hey, I was writing a few tunes.
Yeah.
Jerry's a great guy.
Yeah.
And it's always wonderful when the Travis Larson Band comes in because you bring so many people together.
Well, I know, yeah.
You have become, like, Cleveland's underground favorite.
Oh, well, thanks so much. Woo-hoo! That's great. And that's because
or at least one of mine.
That's because of you, Randy.
No, I have nothing to do with it.
Oh, no.
I wasn't dumb enough to book you guys in Cleveland. And you know what? I wasn't dumb enough to come to Cleveland. I was already here. You guys are the ones that keep on coming into Cleveland. Now, you're not only coming in once, you're coming in twice.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're doing that. We're coming back in October with UFO. Well, Akron. That's close. Right?
That's close.
That's close enough.
That's plenty close.
But, it's funny because I do these little video podcast things on our Facebook. I know.
Well, you know,
all this technology.
Cleveland is a lot closer to Akron than San Luis Obispo is to L.A.
Right, right.
So,
so I do these podcasts, and we just went out to Vegas with Stormer and did the Sam Ash out there. And
really?
On the way, of course, you hit Area 51 where all the aliens are, right? And so for this podcast, I put the title of the podcast, I'm trying to remember what it was, but it applied to this upcoming UFO tour, and it said something like, what was it, aliens and, now I've completely forgotten.
You're talking about the email blast with a pocket full of nasty in there, too?
No.
Oh.
No, see, now I've just...
So do you guys get to talk very often, just out of curiosity?
We try not to, Randy.
I think Travis lost his train of thought.
He derailed. Well, yeah. He handed me a note, and it says, should we talk about Wilberts?
We will eventually.
Smooth.
You're coming to the party?
derailing the alien idea for
completely
a dumb gig.
Yeah, I just ran into a brick
wall.
I
was going to leave Wilbert's for the second break.
That's fine. I was just...
But that's tomorrow night. I'm trying to get to tomorrow night. Yeah. Travis Larson Band, Doug Johns, Cressida. Right. Tomorrow evening at Wilbert's. There, you happy
tomorrow
now?
Tomorrow at Wilbert's, yeah. But tonight, we're giving away over $1,000 worth of gear.
That's unreal.
You know, come out, check it out. You'll get a taste of what you get tomorrow at Wilbert's. And if are you
giving a lot of stuff at Wilbert's tomorrow night?
A musical taste.
Oh, musical taste. Gotcha. Perfect.
Yeah, everybody that's won over the last couple of nights, you know, the guys that walk with the wireless, as I always tell them, now tell your friends that next time we come back, when you went to a TLB show, you left with a $700 wireless system, you know?
Yeah, bring all your friends.
Right, right, exactly.
I'm not bringing anybody. I want to win another one. Yeah. I'm going solo tonight.
Right, right. And I'm hoping we see all our friends that we've made here, that aren't guys in the industry. Cause,
I think you will.
It's a couple of bands that have been coming out the last few times we've seen. Our friends in Ego, those guys, and some of the other guys that won some stuff last time. There's a great bunch of guys in this town, a great bunch of musicians.
It's probably like San Luis Obispo, except we don't make guitars here like that. But it really is a nice community. I really do like Cleveland.
Well, you guys support each other, and that's...
we try to.
That's important.
Not as good as it should be, but no place is.
Yeah, well, you're talking about, you know, us being... we're several hours from Los Angeles, and in California, you don't go near Los Angeles unless you have to, you know?
Especially now with the fires.
Right, yeah, exactly. But I was born there, and so I feel like I can say whatever I want. But there's not a community in that town and many others where you guys as artists support each other and musicians try and help each other out. And, you know, we're all in this together and we're all trying to, you know, like I say, we come out here and we'll be playing on Doug and Chris's gear tonight and then, or tomorrow night. And then the next time they'll come back to California and they play on our gear. And everybody's buddies, and we stay at each other's houses, and, you know, that's the way it should be.
Perfect.
You know? So, and we've been threatening to stay at your house for years, Randy.
Well, you know, it's fixed up now. It's, you will not believe. It's fixed up.
Well, you got a good woman to do that, right?
Oh, she's been kicking my butt, let me tell you. I got the honeydew list this weekend, and we're going to be doing more work.
Gotcha.
Back to the text. Are you going to make the?
You going to make the barbecue tomorrow? You come out to Jason's house?
We probably will. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
You got to come hang because we don't get just enough beating up of you on the air. We need more.
Like a bowling alley with lips, you know.
And we miss your girl.
Yes, yes, and I'll tell you.
If you just want to send her over,
well, you know, I'm telling you, she's not the brightest gal. It takes her an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes. Look who she's with. Okay, come on. What can I say?
These are the jokes, folks.
Poor girl. Poor Karen. What can I say? She's probably listening today, just rolling her eyes. But oh my, I can't believe you said that. I feel so bad for her because she tolerates me.
That was the best one-liner I've heard in a long time.
Which one?
It takes an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes.
You'll have that.
Dennis Wolfberg reincarnated, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll be here all week. Let me remind everybody, you're listening to WCSB Cleveland, 89.3 FM. We have Travis Larson, Jennifer Young, Dale Moon, and Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Tomorrow night,
Stormer.
Wilbert's. Tonight, Sam Ash.
Sam Ash and Lyndhurst.
Let's get into a tune. We're supposed to be having Mr. Brian Auger calling in at 2 o'clock. Now, you know, it's really scary. I hope I have as much energy in my mid-40s that Brian has at 70.
You're saying you're not in your mid-40s?
I'm not. I'm not saying a word. Thank you.
Is there any doubt that you're going to have the energy, though?
I It's fleeting. My energy is running away as quickly as summer is running away.
And Brian's amazing.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
He is. And he was going to come down to the studio today, he and the band, but they're tired. They
gotcha.
You know, been working, doing a lot of shows. They had double shows last night, double shows tonight.
Well, he's
they are
right
at Nighttown this evening. And if you're not going to make it out to see Travis Larson at Sam Ash,
go to
then
Travis
you definitely
first.
Need to go to catch Mr. Brian Auger.
You don't have to choose.
Yeah, you don't have to choose. Go to Sam Ash at 6 o'clock, skate out of there after our show, and head over to Brian's show.
Absolutely.
They don't even compete.
You know what? No, you don't. And there's two shows. It's like an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show for Brian Auger at Nighttown. Yeah.
No excuses.
Yeah, none. Come to the Sam Ash at Lyndhurst. Win yourself $1,000 worth of gear.
And you know what? Sam Ash to Nighttown is not a long distance.
No.
They're fairly close.
So, it sounds like a plan to me.
Yes. Sign me up. Let's go.
Well, there you go. See, she's going now. So, well, you know what? I got something called Burn Season queued up. We'll quit talking a few minutes and get a little bit of music on. This is the live version.
Oh, cool.
You said it was, you know, just fantastic, so I want to listen to it again.
Came out really nice.
Now that I'm listening to it again. But congratulations on the disc. Rate of Change Live, you'll have them for sale tonight and tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It really is a fantastic CD. I didn't think that you guys could have pulled together a live CD and had it as good as the studio stuff. This is actually better.
Oh, thanks, Randy.
It really is a fantastic CD. It sounds great. You guys worked very, very hard to make it. You've earned your listeners.
Thanks.
One at a time. You've worked very, very hard to
and with the
build
DVD,
up the audience, and you're just doing a great job.
With the DVD, not only do you get to see how we play with the good shots of the fingers and all that stuff, but on the special features, they get a quick shot of you.
Now, there's a reason to buy the DVD.
And there's a bit of history there, because that's the old studio.
Yeah, it is.
The original studio, right?
And that studio is the old studio.
For what, 30 years or more, something like that?
We were on the air for close to 30 years. Not quite 30 in that place.
Yeah, so that's, you know.
That's scary.
We're happy to be a little part of that.
We started there in about 78 or 79.
Wow. That's,
Well, I guess it was 30 years, yeah.
Yeah. This time is flying.
78 would have made it 30 years.
Wow.
Wow. But we're in the new place now. We like it here.
And you're coming up on your mid-40s, you say.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thanks. All right, we'll be back with Mr. Travis Larson, Miss Jennifer Young, Mr. Dale Moon, and Bob.
And Mr. Randy Allen.
We have to include Bob. And he just stands there. He doesn't even sit in the chair. He just stays out of the way.
I'm like the bodyguard.
Bob's such a good guy.
You can't take your Bobs for granted.
You're like the guy in the Star Trek episodes that's never on the away team.
Yeah.
But for more than one episode.
Expendable crew member.
All right, here is something called Burn Season. And, Mr. Brian Auger. Brian, hello.
Hello, Randy. How are you, man?
We're doing good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, actually, you know.
You're in Cleveland.
I am in Cleveland, yes. I just stepped out of a bath full of rancid porridge, and I'm feeling very good. Feeling very good, yeah.
Wow.
I'm ready to go.
Well, you played last night.
I did play last night at the Nighttown, and we have two shows tonight, one at 8, one at 10, and then we're going tomorrow to play the Detroit Jazz Festival, which, believe it or not, is in Detroit.
I'm sorry.
You are?
You're going to Detroit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I'm not going today. I'm going tomorrow.
Brian, how you doing?
We're doing very good, man. Yeah. Yeah,
well, I got a studio full of guys. I got Travis Larson here, Dale Moon here.
Travis Larson, my God, how are you, man, if you're there?
I am very, can you hear me?
We can now.
How excellent.
Brian, it's an honor, sir.
Oh, well, thank you, man. It's my pleasure.
You're an incredible musician, and I'm sure, quite sure, you have not heard any of my stuff except the last tune that they were just playing.
Well, I didn't hear much of that because Randy, unfortunately, didn't pick up the phone while it was playing. You know?
Gotcha.
But you may give him a severe verbal drop. charging for doing that.
Again?
Yes, of course.
But we're in town doing an in-store today, so when we get done there, we're going to send everyone over to your store.
How cool. Well, please come up and say hello, man. You
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to see you. Not so happy to see Mr. Never mind. I mean, I'm not going to, forgive me for, even bothering to say that, Randy.
Keep it up, Auger.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the man that's a legend in his own mind, but then again, he's a legend in all of our minds, too.
Well, I have been known as a legend in my own bathroom as well.
Oh, don't go there.